Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Almost half of second-level schools have unfilled teaching posts, forcing principals here to hire unqualified teachers to cover classes. A survey of over 2,000 ASTI members found that 75% of advertised teaching jobs got no applications whatsoever. If you've experienced this, if you're a principal or a teacher, 51551, please let me know. Kieran Christie is the General Secretary of the ASTI and he joins me now on the line. Good afternoon, Kieran.
Good afternoon, Cormac.
This might be a surprise to an awful lot of people. How bad is it, though?
Well, it's quite stark. It paints a distressing picture for schools and perhaps schools veering into crisis. Just to give you some headline figures, you mentioned some of them yourself. 81% of our principals have told us that schools have been forced to use unqualified teachers this year. You mentioned 75% of schools had no applicants for advertised posts. Now, advertised posts are fairly extended positions, you know, maternity leaves, extended sick leaves. They're not a day here and a day there. Mm-hmm. There are unfilled vacancies in almost half of our schools. One in five of our schools have had to drop subjects. And perhaps most worryingly of all, a lot of special education needs teachers are being reassigned to teach mainstream classes on a regular basis. So it's very concerning.
Why is it happening, though? Is there a lack of interest in teaching then?
Well, there's a variety of factors. I can throw another stark statistic at you. There is almost 120,000 teachers registered with the Teaching Council, and across primary and secondary level, there are 70,000 of those within the public system in primary and secondary schools. You have to ask the question, what are the other 50,000 at? And the truth is, we're going to have to work on the fact that maybe perhaps acknowledge that we've arrived at a point where teaching as a career is not sufficiently attractive anymore.
Already they're coming into us to 51551. Try living in Dublin on a teacher's salary, says one listener. Another listener says, I advertised 7 jobs and I received 7 applications for all 7. Biggest stress in my life now from a principal in a Dublin Jesh school. So what you're basically saying is that the costs are too high, especially in urban centres, especially in Dublin perhaps, and teaching doesn't cut it anymore.
Well, let's be clear. Teachers are no more special than other public servants in that the housing crisis affects teachers, certainly, but it's affecting everybody else, as is the cost of living crisis. But that said, I've been arguing, perhaps even on your own programme previously and in various other things, that perhaps there should be thought given to affordable housing being ring-fenced for key workers in rent pressure zones. I'm talking about Gardaí, nurses and so on, as well as teachers, because it's getting that critical. And it's something that has been tried in places like Australia quite successfully, I understand.
So what do you mean? Before I have another question for you in relation to a stipend for teachers, if that's on the table. But what you're saying is that the state should take a huge parcel of land, be it in Lucan or wherever the case may be, and build for teachers only and public servants.
I'm not fleshing it out in that kind of detail at all, but I think everything should be on the table in terms of dealing with this because, for instance, I attended public meetings in relation to a school in Dublin last year, December time, where, parents were organising public meetings inviting. It was in the Taoiseach's constituency, he was invited to attend indeed, to highlight the fact that the subject range in that school had shrank due to the lack of teachers.
But hang on a second.
So critical action needs to be taken.
Yeah, but why would a teacher be afforded more special treatment than somebody working in insurance or in law or in the media, for example?
Well, I'm not particularly arguing for anything like that, but what I'm saying is that radical solutions that have been tried elsewhere internationally in relation to key workers perhaps should be looked at.
No, but you did say that there should be affordable housing specifically for teachers, didn't you?
Well, not necessarily just for teachers, but certainly for key workers in rent pressure zones.
But who do you mean by
I'm putting out there something?
Who are the key workers in Kieran?
Well, I would include teachers, but I would obviously be thinking Gardaí, nurses, and probably I haven't worked out a well-developed list.
Yeah, no, I understand that, and I appreciate that. But my question still remains, why would some... So I work in insurance, for example, which is a key for a sector for economy. Why would teachers and Gardaí and nurses be afforded special treatment?
Well, I would point out that, for instance, in some of the sectors that you're mentioning there, remote working is a possibility. It's certainly not possible for a Garda or a teacher or a nurse to work remotely.
Okay. Tell me this, a stipend, a special payment for teachers who work in urban centres where costs are higher. Is that a runner, do you think?
Well, we don't know. We have no developed policy within the STI in relation to that. I know some of your texters may mention the what's called the London allowance in relation to what's happening across the water. But it's something that we haven't looked at in any great detail, and we have no particular policy on it. But the only thing I would say as a cautionary note is that in regard to teaching, we've had a very bad experience in relation to unequal pay, and that would certainly colour our thinking in relation to that proposal.
Okay, well, the texts are coming in to 51551. We'll get to more of them a little bit later on, but Kieran Christie, General Secretary of the ASDI, Gramilamhang, the Sochtsvelle Intranona.